one of the peach growers tell me, he said, normally we would be picking peaches constantly up through July and early August, and we anticipate we will basically have every bit of the crop that we had available, which was the early peaches, out of the field by July 1st. So our July peak season, July 4th, the month of July, we don't expect peaches in that middle Georgia area. Now, the blessing is, although the acreage is extremely small, got off the phone with a gentleman who is a North Georgia peach producer, and he said his trees are loaded. But again, it's a very small acreage and probably won't make a dent in what is normal Georgia peach crop.
Spruill says many peach farmers are optimistic for a better year in 2018.
Well, again, that note of optimism on farmers, they believe this is a one-year phenomenon. They think that, you know, with a coming of normal chill hours next year, which we always hope for that normal year, that we will see a total reset of these trees, that they will set their ability to go dormant, come back full of life and vigor and red bloom and go again next year. They don't look at this as a prolonged effect. One of the growers told me his father had educated him on the year of 1955 and compared it to 1955 when they said that there was the next comparable year to this, and said they did not harvest a single peach in the year of 1955. So maybe we'll go another 100-and-something years before we see this.
So again, the Georgia peach crop was affected this year by the lack of chill hours this past winter, but growers are optimistic for a better crop year next year. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.